Furthermore, many vaccines are making recipients vulnerable to new and dangerous diseases. In 2014, a severe respiratory virus known as enterovirus D68, EVD68, infected more than 150 children in the Midwest. By the fall, victims, many of whom required intensive care, were reported as far north as Canada. Dr. Marianne Jackson, Division Director of Infectious Diseases at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, Missouri, said, "It's worse in terms of scope of critically ill children who require intensive care. I would call it unprecedented. I've practiced for 30 years in pediatrics, and I've never seen anything quite like this." The only common denominator of those infected with D68 was that all had been vaccinated for MMR, influenza, and polio, indicating this could be an unintended side effect. Yet despite the inherent risk posed by vaccines, they are often used as a political tool to capitalize on public fear. The threat posed by a number of pandemics in recent years is evidence of this. Although CDC predictions as to the scope and danger of a pandemic are frequently inaccurate, the government still uses these predictions to push an agenda of increased vaccinations onto the citizenry. For example, the World Health Organization, WHO, and the CDC in 2009 predicted a pandemic of swine flu, a combination of human influenza viruses, avian bird flu, and swine flu strains. The WHO and the CDC, in predicting a serious swine flu epidemic, warned that compulsory inoculations might be necessary. At the time, there were indeed reports of employees losing their jobs if they refused to be vaccinated. One nurse fought back, and won. After 4 years, June Valent, a nurse at Hackettstown Community Hospital in New Jersey, was fired for refusing the flu shot. The hospital required employees to take the flu vaccine unless they had a medical or religious excuse, and anyone who refused was required to wear a mask. Valent agreed to wear a mask, but declined the shot. As a result, she was fired and disqualified for unemployment benefits. She filed a lawsuit, and in 2014, a court agreed that the hospital violated Valent's right to freedom of expression by accepting a religious-based exemption while denying her secular one. Given the ultimately limited reach of the outbreak and the number of people who were vaccinated, it's fair to wonder whether pharmaceutical corporations may have manipulated the WHO in an effort to sell swine flu vaccine. These companies had invested millions of dollars researching and developing pandemic vaccines following the bird flu scares of 2006 and 2007. Without a pandemic, either real or manufactured, this money would have gone to waste. Whether these corporations and the WHO deliberately misled the public or not, they clearly overstated the potential dangers of the flu strain,